Okay, welcome. Today I want to offer some reflections about suicide, suicidal ideation, complex trauma, and boarding school. And I want to draw upon some examples from Richard Branson, also from Sir Ralph Fiennes, and from Roald Dahl as well. Okay, so today I wanted to offer some reflections. I've been reading this book, Roald Dahl, over the last few weeks, and you know, this is the story of his boarding school. There's also a book called Boy that he wrote, but interestingly, his first draft, which is talked about in this book by Donald Sturrock, is, you know, goes into a lot more depth. You know, he then edited out, you know, the bits about his boarding school. But I really wanted to talk today just about this idea of suicide. You know, Alex Renton, in his book Stiff Upper Lip, he says, and he talks about the story, and in the main story, I was quite shocked when I read it, was from the 1877. And it was a public inquiry about a school called Christ Hospital, which was based at the time in London, and that was the boarding school I was at. And essentially, a child commits suicide, and it's a big scandal. And basically, it went into all the press. I think you can still look at the press releases for it. But essentially, at the end of the inquiry, they decided it was best if Christ Hospital moved out of London, and it moved down to Horsham. And it's interesting because I was at Christ Hospital for 7 years, and I never heard this story, you know, about this child committing suicide, and then the inquiry, you know, suggesting they needed to move out. Never heard about that, which is interesting because while I was there at boarding school, as many of you know, one of my friends committed suicide. And as I was reading through Alex Renton's book, you know, it shows that suicide, you know, we think that it's not very common in schools, but often it is actually quite common. I know, you know, there's obviously the case of my friend Rick, who committed suicide in 1990, but I heard other people committed suicide at my school, but they were on holiday. And it never came back to the school that this had happened. So this is from page 89 in Alex Renton's book. He says, Daphne Ray, who was the wife of the head teacher of Westminster. Daphne Ray says, unnatural death is more common in schools than people realise, and tells a story of prep school bullying that ended in manslaughter. In my correspondence are a surprising number of stories of attempted suicide, sometimes told as comic and incompetent. But it'd be hard to characterise these as mere attention-seeking. There were several attempted self-drownings, often in the school swimming pool. One man told me how at prep school in the 1940s, he and some friends ate yew tree berries, which they knew were fatal to horses. Were you trying to commit suicide? I asked. No, he said after reflection. I think we had just decided we wanted not to be there. The awful truth is that the bulk of suicide stories I have are of adults who their best friends and relatives believe never got over what they suffered at school and killed themselves later. There are at least six such cases from two decades of graduates from my small prep school. So one of the guys from the year below me in my boarding house, he committed suicide a couple of years ago, and I've heard of a few other stories as well. I think there's three or four boys who've committed suicide from my school in the last couple of years. In Pete Walker's book Complex PTSD, he does talk about this idea that one of the symptoms of complex PTSD is suicidal ideation. He says here on page 7, suicidal ideation is a common phenomenon in complex PTSD, particularly during an intense or prolonged flashbacks, which is, you know, I've talked about this before, but the flashback is, you know, you go back into that childhood trauma in the present moment, you know, the emotional, I can't cope, or, you know, that's what he means by flashbacks. Suicidal ideation is depressed thinking or fantasizing about wanting to die. It can range from active suicidality to passive suicidality. So for me, in my 20s, I attempted suicide a couple of times. And I was always thinking, you know, maybe I need to die, you know, that suicidality. And I, you know, now I understand that this is a classic symptom of the trauma. So moving on, we've got Sir Ralph Fiennes here. And he's on page 6. He says he was being bullied at Eton. He says, my tormentors were unremitting. I seriously contemplated throwing myself off the bridge over the Thames between Eton and Windsor, only restrained by the thought of making my mother suffer. So this is, you know, someone who's very well known. Yeah, mad, bad, and dangerous to know. You know, his biography there. Then, also suicidal thoughts. Richard Branson. So he actually, I'll read you the bit. Basically, he gets caught by the head teacher spending time climbing out of his daughter's bedroom. The headmaster says, what were you doing, Branson? He asked. The only answer I could think of was the worst one I could possibly have given. I was on my way back from your daughter's room, sir. Not surprisingly, I was promptly expelled and my parents were told to come and collect me the following day. That evening, unable to think of any other way to escape the wrath of my parents, I wrote a suicide note saying that I was unable to cope with the shame of my expulsion. I think he's 13 or 14 at this time. I wrote on the envelope that it was not to be opened until the following day, but then gave it to a boy who I knew was far too nosy not to open it immediately. Very, very slowly, I left the building and walked through the school grounds towards the cliffs. When I saw a crowd of teachers and boys beginning to run after me, I slowed down enough for them to catch me up. They managed to drag me back from the cliff and the expulsion was overturned. My parents were surprisingly relaxed about the whole episode. My father even seemed quite impressed that Charlotte was a very pretty girl. So this is another, you know, example of that. And then the final one comes from this book here, Storyteller, The Life of Roald Dahl. And this is page 73. And talking about this story that Roald Dahl writes, I think it's when he's in his 20s. Talking about basically this bullying. The actual gallop down the changing rooms, cane held high in the air, maybe an exaggeration, but what are we to make of the narrator's admission that his school days at Repton were so miserable that he had contemplated suicide? Hardened by his experiences at St. Peter's, his prep school, Dahl was already a survivor. He does not seem a likely candidate for suicide. However, it is also possible that the loneliness and the bullying might have led him to consider this option, if only briefly. So yeah. So as I kind of look, I realise just how many stories there are of people who have either tried to commit suicide or committed suicide in boarding school or linked into, you know, complex PTSD. And, you know, and I think this is really important to notice, you know, if you have suicidal thoughts and you've been through boarding school, you've been through, you know, some form of trauma, know that this is a symptom. And that we can do something about it. I'll put into the description, you know, the Samaritans in the UK, you know, so if you are struggling, you know, you have someone to talk to. But it's to know that this will pass. You know, I used to feel very suicidal. As I started to grieve and let the tears go, it got, you know, so much easier. And so I think there's so many things that I found have really helped me. One is exercise, just getting out, exercising, spending time with good people is another one. Just simple things like, you know, being of service, being a scout leader, I was a scout leader for 14 years until last year. You know, those things, just, you know, going out, serving, doing things, really, really helped me. So, yeah, just some thoughts about suicide and just how common it is in these institutions. But often, you know, Alex Renton says is, you know, I think it's one of the number one causes of death for children under 15. Yeah. So, I hope everything is good. No podcasts coming up over the next period of time. I've kind of booked some in for May. So I'll let you know as soon as some more guests come in. I hope you've listened to Charles Spencer's interview. That was, you know, really great to speak to him, and I've had some lovely feedback. So thank you so much for commenting. Okay.